What's good? It's the conductor of the train, your boy DJ SJ614.
What's poppin'? This is season 5 guest host 232.
And we are the New York Dolls! Yes. Welcome to our very vulnerable season 5, where we will be traveling deeper into the New York Dolls tunnels than we have ever before. By the end of this season, we will have composed an entire audiobook called The New York Dolls' Higher Vibration Handbook of How-To's. And today's how-to is how to navigate unsolicited thoughts.
Yes, Fix. We'll travel deeper into this chapter of how-to handbooks later, but in typical New York Dolls fashion, we have to get through the brilliance, the spirituality, and the idiocy of our show first. And the first segment of our show is...
Empire State of Mind. Mind. This is where we showcase our transparency. During this segment, we'll be examining our highs since we last met, because y'all know we love to get high, as well as our lows, because if we can get high together, we can get low together too. Strengthen numbers. So who are we gonna kick it off with? Adeloso, two, Adeloso.
You.
Me. Oh yeah, we always do me last. Let's do me first. Okay. Let's get me out the way.
All right. So how is your overall mood right now?
I feel my overall mood right now is just fly and giddy. I feel fly and giddy.
Why you feel giddy?
I don't know, but it is a comment that Hassan made last night. He was like, "You've just been so giddy lately," and I guess I have. I've just been very giddy.
Yeah. All right, highs from the last time we met.
I had a WeWork date with Nelson, which was really fun. Oh, we ordered Chinese, we had wine, and we watched Pam and Tommy, and that was just a great night. I also had dinner with Tease. I think last night, and it's just always great to catch up with her. Curacao, this whole month, actually, I was in cahoots with Tease, because Tease is the one that showed me that, like, the other option for this. So ever since then, I've just been, like, looking at different versions of this option, and I finally settled on one today. And I sent out my messages, I'm so excited. But yes, I switched up our Curacao location from the beach house to a resort, because as I always do, I'm always thinking about everybody else, and I wanted no one to have to worry about paying more for food or drink once we arrived there. So we are now at an all-inclusive resort, and I'm super excited.
It's gonna be crazy. Unlimited shots.
Legit, like, it's gonna be so crazy. There it is. And the guest list so far just looks so fun, and I'm just like so excited for everything. And I'm most excited that I don't have to book anything for anybody else anymore, because
messages are always with your birthdays be having me crying, yo. You should keep all your messages.
I don't.
You should have.
They do be iconic.
They would have been a little cute content. They're pretty iconic. Anyway.
Having Black Rose on the track series yesterday was super dope. Also, I just had this conversation with Hassan on Wood Morning, which you were there for that episode that we just did, where I just realized that I just feel very satiated in terms of, like, my love life. And we basically dove in, and I was able to identify the fact that, like, I'm not looking for one person to fulfill all the things that I need right now. And also the fact that, like, I'm getting all of the things that I need divided up in, like, little friends, right? Like, there's, like, some friends that I cuddle with. There's some friends that I'm actually fucking. There's some friends that I go out on actual dates with. There's some friends that we just chill in the house, because I have that side of me as well when it comes to romance. And all of those things spread out amongst, like, all the people are just, like, satisfying me, like, as a collective and as a whole. I've just been feeling very good for, like, a very long time, and I didn't understand that was another reason why, but it definitely
maybe
is.
Maybe that's why you're so giddy.
Maybe. I mean, I don't know if I've been doing anything particularly different lately that would have made me giddier, but
sure.
There's that part. And then also literally right before, like as this episode was starting, the reason why I had to like go through all that stuff and like do the little photo and stuff is because the principal from the new school that I'm gonna be teaching at just hit me up and was like, you start on Tuesday.
Oh shit.
Yeah, so I was like, fuck, but like also great because like just my money, baby, my money. I declared this year the year what did I say? Gish money 2022. So I'm just continuing on with that mindset and planting the seeds and watering them and making them happen. And yeah, I'm gonna be very overworked and very exhausted, but I think that's also why me maintaining both my actual career stuff and then also me maintaining my socialite life is going to be important because I'm going to be devoting a large chunk of my...
Did you know that you're listening to a show on CDN?
CDN, or the Carbon Dioxide Network, is a multimedia nexus delivering content underneath the umbrellas of
current events,
Black and Afro-Latinx culture,
spirituality and motivation,
New York City lifestyle,
storytelling,
movie reviews,
arts and entertainment,
and more. If you have any digital content,
like a podcast, vlog, web, or photo series,
that might need a home, look no further.
Here at CDN, we encourage you to get that shit out.
Things that are outside of my love circle, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your time is gonna be even more limited, is yes, what you're saying.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Wow. So crazy.
I know.
From what already like what energized you, made you feel a beat?
That was all of that stuff.
All of that. Okay. Who made you smile?
The Wood Morning recording that we did with Sunny, again, you said on that one, and she's just so amazing.
Yes.
But funny enough, from the last episode that I was talking about, Sunny was the breast milk girl that I was.
I know.
That I told the last. But you
so
can
it
see.
It was nice to put a face to that.
Yes, and a personality.
She's gorgeous. She's gorgeous. And she's,
her baby is amazing. So she's dope as fuck. But that whole episode had me smiling. And then also this morning.
And she was like, wait. You guys have to listen to the episode, but she was also just like, I don't remember that. I was like, yo.
I was like, girl, I do, and I'll never forget
it. I'll never forget it.
But, and then this morning, you know, Hassan is just one of those people that, like, he wears all of his reactions. Like, he can't, like,
hide it.
And he won't hide anything, right? So, like, we were, like, leaving. I was, like, escorting him out. And he literally bumped into my father. And...
Your father?
Yeah, no.
When does your father come around? No shade. Like.
Exactly. So, like.
What the heck?
I walked
in. What was he doing in town?
Who knows? But I walked into the rest of the car, and then I was like, yeah, that was my dad. And he was like, what? That was your dad? He was like, no way, you're lying. That was your uncle. And I was like, nope, that was my dad. And then he was like, I thought he wasn't in your life. What the hell is he doing here? What's he doing here? Because also, he was like, my father was like, whose car is that? Because Hassan was blocking the driveway. So he was like, whose car is that? Or whatever. And Hassan was like, why he asking whose car is this? He don't live here. Like, but it was just everything. It was just mad funny. But yeah, so those situations made me smile.
Wow.
That's hilarious.
Lows from the last time we met.
I have no lows and no wrongs have been done to me. And I've just been coping with life by just walking.
Yeah.
Just walking.
No Artemis?
Well, that's
my
biggest challenge.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Have there been no wrongs? Coping? How you been coping?
Just walk.
Walking? Don't. How would you define the biggest challenge you're facing right now?
It's still Artemis, but I'm not low about it. I am, you know, I've accepted it. I'm dealing with it. You know, if I blow up, I blow up. If I don't, holler to another day. And
yo, you know, when he drove me to the train last week, I was just like, we gotta go quick. We gotta go quick.
Y'all niggas in the ticking time bomb.
Yeah, where? That's why I'm just like, and you're about to go out tonight.
I know.
Dang.
Crazy. It's so crazy. But you know, I gotta live.
No,
gotta
that's
live.
Not.
I gotta, you know.
There's a fine line, you know, of living and also like.
I gotta live now or die trying. Curtis. Yeah.
All right. If everything was wiped away, how would you feel?
I would feel safer, and I would feel like I could travel long distance. You know, there's some people out of town that I you know, I want to see and that want to see me. And
oh, that's Gun Bay.
Yeah, that's one of them. Yep. And then, yeah.
I got this new 847 K5 Rifer. That's what he does.
I'm fucking crying. Yeah, and then also remember, Harlem Bay actually no longer lives in Harlem. Harlem Bay actually lives in Jersey.
In Jersey now.
Yeah. So
that ain't far, nigga.
I mean,
no, I literally can't even go like 10 minutes without that shit blinking. So it's
I was gonna say, is it a good 30? So
where the fuck you about to go tonight?
Exactly, like
I'm risking it all, baby. Tonight I gotta go up to me and Matt are going to the movies, and we selected one that's on. I think it's like on 84th Street. So I'm trying it.
Uptown.
But yeah, I'm going uptown.
Oh, take me uptown.
Yeah, yes. I'm just gonna have to sign the waiver before you get my car.
Nah, I'm gonna get
your family can't sue mine.
Tell Matt to meet you here. I'm gonna get in his car. You no. Is a movie worth your life? Sorry, I'm still not over it. Like
yeah, it is.
Oh,
yeah,
I wish I had a car so I could just drive you. I wish I had a car so I could just drive you.
Yeah,
soon
I wish
come,
you had a
soon
car
come,
too.
You know? What difference are you making in the world? How much fun you're having?
You know, I'm having a lot more fun. Again, you know, I like to travel out. So I'm doing that freely without any concern or limitations. And, you know, the differences that Artemis and I have made in our travels have been vast and far. You know, we've changed lives. We've, you know, just helped out so many people in the community by, you know, being able to go. So I would be doing that again.
Yeah.
Just going.
All right. Who's next?
Two? Shout out to Artemis, baby. National
Shout
treasure.
Shout out to Artemis.
You know,
I believe in you.
Yes. We
You're going to make this through.
Mm-hmm. Let's get into two. How is your overall mood right now?
I'm tired, bruh.
Nah, I took two's pictures for the episode, and I was like, let's just take another one out there.
Word. You caught me fresh off the nap.
Yeah, straight fresh out the nap.
Crying. I ate that salad, nigga.
But you still work that camera?
There you go.
Hey, man, you know what I'm saying? You got to do what you got to do.
This is true. This is true. What are your highs from the last time we met? What energized you and made you feel upbeat?
I'm trying to think. The fuck did I do over this last week, for real? Honestly, man, I just been big chilling, you know. I would say that my highs is like the fact that I'm still doing my push-ups every morning.
There you go. We love
like,
that.
Like even when I don't feel like it, like today, I did not feel like doing them shits. I was about to get up and just like get ready for my day.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, nah, you know what? 100 at least.
There you go.
So
okay,
yeah, that's been making me feel energized and shit like that. Eating fruits. Mm. I've been eating more fruits. And just trying to be more conscious of the shit I'm putting in my body, because I ain't been wanting to feel like heavy and shit. So yeah, just changes in my diet and stuff.
Yeah.
Resting.
Yes.
Been making a lot of music and just chilling, listening
yes.
to it.
Yeah. That sounds good to me. Who made you smile?
Nobody really in particular. Well, actually, a lot of people, but I can't like remember off the top of my head right now. You know what I'm saying? But there's been a lot of like little instances and shit.
Okay.
Oh, another thing that energized me. I solidified the little SOB show thing.
Oh yes.
March 9th. Yes. Mm-hmm.
March 9th, niggas is at
SOB's. Definitely gonna try to be up in there.
We love that. Yeah.
Also made some bread off the music shit, writing for people.
Oh,
yes.
And shit.
We love when it comes from the craft.
Yeah, it's like I quit that job and mad like music things just started falling into place and shit. Mm-hmm. I'm about to travel hella. So yeah, shit's lit right now.
Work.
That's why I'm tired, cause I've been fucking working. I'm still working like every day, and I've been getting high. My uncle gave me some good ass weed. It's crazy.
We love it. We love it. What are your lows from the last time we met?
I'm gonna say that the only low that I got is like I gotta pay rent.
Yep.
That's it though.
That's real.
But that's a good problem to have.
Yeah, no, it's a good problem to have. Oh, you know what? This ain't really a low. It's kind of just me complaining. But this fucking cat, bro.
Oh, yeah. Been seeing that journey.
I be coming home from like long ass days, and when I walk into my room, she just want to rub on me. And I'd be like, yo, like, stop touching me. I'd be like, yo, stop touching me, bro. Like, what the
Another
fuck?
Another Brooklyn?
Yep. That's what I said.
How's
I said,
Brooklyn? You haven't spoken about... She's still with you?
He is still with me, but he really doesn't live in my particular room anymore. Like, he mostly wants to be with my mother.
He's migrated
now.
To his mom.
Yeah. Really? He's like, you don't fucking give me attention no more.
It's great. So he literally just comes in my room to use the bathroom. And then back on out. We love it.
Okay.
Man. It's a cool catch, you know what I'm saying? She's peace, but when I come home late at night and she want me to touch her and shit, I'm just like, man, leave me alone, bro.
Mm-hmm. Touch my body.
Yeah, like, I ain't trying to do all that. Get the fuck on.
Have there been any wrongs done to you this week?
Any wrong. Nah.
Okay.
No wrongs.
How are you coping with life currently?
Coping with life? You know, I'm not really, that's the thing. I haven't really been coping with a lot of, anything really. Except for, my libido. I've been coping with that, and it's just push-ups.
Okay.
So it's just like, wake up, horny, push-ups.
Okay. Well,
middle
good
of the
you.
Day, and you at the crib, horny. Push-ups.
Wow.
And that's just how it's been going lately. Until I find myself in a situation where I can do something else.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Splish, splash. How would you define the biggest challenge?
Not splish, splash.
Hey, yo.
How would you define the biggest challenge that you're facing right now?
It's not really much of a challenge, but it's just something that I have to, like, work at every day with just keeping my mind in a good enough space to where I can, like, continue to push forward for things. You know what I'm saying? Because I've been thinking about, like, money and shit, and, you know, like, all the trips that niggas got coming. Well, I got, like, a few trips coming up in addition to the carousel shit. So it's just, like, there's a lot of money being spent as well. And I'm just like, all right, where do I recoup all of this? So it's just like a lot of those thoughts and just thinking about how I can work to make it. So I'm thinking, since I've been making money with music, it's like, that's not a far-fetched idea, and I've made a lot of bread with music before, so
yeah,
it's just like, now it's about continuously delivering on the musical tip the way I do with like my regular jobs,
right,
and shit.
Matching that consistency.
Yeah, because if I do that, then it's like I can make hella bread off of that shit. And I won't even have to worry about any of that anymore.
We love it.
So, yeah.
The miracle question, if all these things were wiped away, all these problems, how do you feel and how much fun are you having?
I probably wouldn't be as tired, you know? And I would be having a ball, you know, an amazing time, a grand old time.
A grand old time. We love it. And what difference are you making in the world?
Shit. I feel like every time I say this, I feel like every time I get to this question, it's kind of like the same answer, but different. Always. But nah, it's just, there's like mad shit that you could do to help the world. So I'd probably like go the route, some shit dealing with youth and like art inside the youth community. Because that shit is necessary.
It is. Yep. Definitely is. Fabulous. All right. Do you want to do Addy?
Yeah, we could do. I'll do Addy.
Yeah.
Addy.
Hello.
What's good, Addy? How's your overall mood right now?
Right now, I'm well.
You're doing well?
I'm doing well.
We love to hear that. We love a well Addy.
Yeah, better than last week. I was very overwhelmed. And I think this week I'm just accepting more things for what it is.
So it's a good thing.
Yes.
What are your highs from the last time we seen each other?
Yes, my highs was I did a dance session with one of my friends, Deja, where we actually like booked a room and everything, like a dance studio.
Oh yeah, the Ripley Greer shit, right?
Ripley's, yes, I'm 38. And that was just amazing because I haven't been in Ripley's forever. I want to say like 2 years now. So it was just nice being like that space. And also the interview I don't know if I talked about it last week. I feel like I did it. Yeah, I did it this week. I finally interviewed one of the artists for the project. I've been talking to you guys at the Mad Complex on 38th Street. So I did one artist. Her name is Al. And she just does amazing portraits. And I was just able to, like, dive into her and, like, really see, like, where her craft, like, started. And I always love the stories, the reason why we started New York Dose. And it's just always nice to hear people's journeys. And so that was definitely a high.
Yes.
Fix.
Those highs, yes. Just creative things.
Got the creative juices flowing. We out here dancing and shit.
This week was a creative week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we love that. So is there anything else that made you feel energized and upbeat?
No, just that. No, just that?
Hey, yeah. That's good enough. So who made you smile?
So my friend Deja, who actually came that we did the dance session where she just had a baby. So it was just nice like to see like she came with her baby. Like,
so
you know,
cute.
And she had like she was just like it was just nice to see her like being like, I'm not letting a baby.
Full mommy mode.
Yeah, like
full still mommy.
Or like also like I'm not letting my baby like stop me from, you know, pursuing. Yeah.
Doing what she want to do.
Yeah, doing what you want to do. Like, she was like, I'll bring the baby. Let's see. Like, I was like, yeah. We called to make sure the baby was good to be there. Like, you know. So, just seeing that really made me smile because I'm like, wow, us women, we really be doing it all. Like, we just do it all. And, like, there's a will, there's a way. Like,
that part.
You know? And just a reminder for moms, too, out there, like, you can still do what you, it might be a little bit harder, like, time-wise, but you can still do what the fuck you want to do.
Still do what you want to do.
With the baby. Fetch. With babies.
Fetch.
So, yeah, that made me smile, too.
Word. And what are the lows from the last time we...
Still the MTA. Like, I've been trying to just...
They suck.
...be very positive and stay prayed up, and I do. But it's just every
it's
train...
It's getting out of hand.
Yeah, every train ride is just really bad.
Really?
It's
this
just
is
always
so crazy.
Something. It's just always something.
It's really
like,
always... It's really always
And then
something.
It's like, the mask is not helping because, one, people look extra sus. So I just be on extra guard, and like the way these disturbing men just be looking at me with them, like their eyes, like it just pierces more with the, because you don't see their mouth, so it just really disturbs me. So that's been a low. That's been low. Still.
Yeah. Have there been any wrongs done?
I mean, I feel like the MTA still is the wrong, and the people on it that are acting up. You know,
there's some weird shit.
It's a weird energy. It's a weird, very weird.
Well,
yeah, you're a driver.
Yeah, but no, when I am on the train, though, like, never.
But you're not going far distances.
Point is,
like,
you don't count.
I'm traveling. Exactly. I was like, I'm traveling from the Heights to Brooklyn, like,
so
almost every day.
At what point does the weird shit start happening?
Well, for me, it's been every fucking train ride. So I maybe had one that was, like, no sound, no nothing. And people would just chill. But ever since, I want to say 2 months ago, I've been having crazy train rides. Like,
do you feel like, because this is what I feel. Do you feel like because you are expecting the crazy, that the crazy is coming?
And maybe, and that's going to go into what I'm talking about. But also, I take the train a lot. So it's just, and I be on 42nd Street a lot. So that's a whole different other world of other type of people.
No, that's facts.
Oh, gosh.
Anyway.
How have you been coping with the struggles of the MTA?
Oh, you know, just a little smoke, mm-hmm. journaling, meditation, journaling.
You got back to journaling.
Yes, I did. This week I did get back to journaling.
Yes, we love it.
And it really does just bring me clarity. Like, I just need to do it every day. And it just makes me, like, because when I be in my feelings, I be in it. And when I journal, it's just, you saw my eyes.
Shorty disappeared for a minute, bro. Like, she went somewhere else.
Because I remember when this week, when when I messaged you this whole paragraph, I was like, why do I still feel this way? And you... So I thought of that moment, actually, yes. When I sent Derek this essay of me just in my feelings. And then I journaled after I sent you that, and I felt way better. And I felt like, I'm good. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, shout out to journaling.
We have the tools.
Mm-hmm. And how would you define the biggest challenge that you're facing right now?
Getting better, but having, like, really, like, stronger faith and staying present.
Mm-hmm. So now we down to the miracle question.
Miracle.
You know, if all your issues is wiped away, how do you feel? How much fun are you having?
I will also feel way safer. Mm-hmm. and I would feel more in control of my thoughts, and I'll just feel at ease. Mm-hmm. Yeah, more at ease.
More at ease?
Yeah.
And how much fun are you having?
Having a good old grand old time.
A grand old time.
Grand old time.
And what difference would you be making in the world, if any?
I feel like I always say the same thing to this.
Listen.
But, you know, just being the better version of myself, the bestest, will enlighten others who do the same, you know.
I mean, you say that every time, but honestly, I feel like that's like the best thing that
people
can
do. That's like the best answer, because that's really all we can do.
Right. That's true.
Yeah.
But, yeah, all right.
Okay, yeah. And now we're going to get into our second portion, which is the ball drop.
Good.
We have to keep hope alive during these times. So here at the New York Dose, every week is New Year's as we watch the spherical light fall.
Yes.
We're going to get into some completed goals, baby.
Yeah.
So, my guy.
Nope.
You first. None?
Nope.
You ain't complete none?
Nope.
Not jack shit?
Not a near one.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, it's Addie? Okay. I did say last week working out, but I would count my dance session
Definitely.
For one. It was a great workout and a great, like, it was a goal I had for like months because I was supposed to do it with so many other people before. So I'm happy that it finally happened this week.
Yeah, that's cute. What about you two?
I'm like 2 for 4.
Okay.
Type shit.
They're on the way.
2 for 5 type shit. Mm. You know what I'm saying? I did the journaling. I rested a bunch. And I ain't make $500, but I got close.
Mm. Okay.
So, yeah.
What about goals for next week?
Well, actually, since I see my answer from last week, it did say stretch. It said stretch every day, start choreo. I did start choreo, so I guess that was my dance. But I didn't stretch every day, so I'm going to make that again. A new. I'm trying to focus more on my body. Tell me if this makes sense or you think it's a good plan, even though I feel like I'm still going to do it. Like, just more of, like, my physical... So that my mind could just align after.
Yeah.
Where I'm trying to focus on one thing at a time because that's my problem. Like, I want to do all these things at once and then I get stuck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I feel like I really need to focus on my body physically, like exercising, stretching it out in order for everything to align.
Better. Yeah, that's what Spirit better. Is telling yeah. you that yeah. the key is, then definitely.
And that's the key.
Yeah. How about y'all? Any goals for next week?
My goals for next week, Trustworthy Auto Shop, go visit that, which, like I said, once again, my friend Melissa is recommending me to her brother-in-law, so I just need to find the time to do that. I want to go to the nail salon. I almost did it yesterday, but I like to make those trips when, like, I have something that get important mm-hmm. to do. So I guess I just need to, since I'm going to start teaching on Tuesday, maybe I'll go to the nail salon tomorrow. So I could just walk in there like the baddest, you know. I figure out the new car and how that will be added to expenses. My mother and I have been looking at a second car. That might be something in the very foreseeable future that happens. And I guess in terms of like figuring out how it'll be added to the expenses, this new this additional job will, I guess, help take care of some of that as well.
Yes.
I want to start working on that play. I don't know when that's going to happen, but I'm going to try to find time to do it. I need to go through my entire personal task list and complete some applications that are coming up and doing stuff. I still got to create my heart manifesto, even though I have been talking to somebody. I've been talking to two somebodies that have been...
Is this off the freaky site, man?
This is off the freaky site. Yes. Yes. Because I've been sharing with two some of the freakier messages that I get.
Explicit.
Yeah, from that site.
Cause, you don't share it with me.
Yeah, because you're a girl. Because some people, they just be coming out the gate.
I see.
You see dick?
I love it, actually. He saw that from her. Perfect person to share it with.
They be so crazy. One of the most recent ones was I responded to this one because he didn't come out the gate crazy. His request was just a little wild.
It got crazy.
Yeah, it got crazy. He was like talking about feet and stuff, which is fine, but like.
You want you to jerk him off with your feet?
No, he just wanted me to have a very long day. Where I guess my feet got hot, and then he wanted to massage when I got home. Which is fine. People are into that.
My feet got hot.
Yes, that's the wording.
Ew,
you know.
He wanted steamy feet.
He wanted steamy heat.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
He wanted steamy feet. That's exactly what was going on.
Steamy feet.
No, exactly. Is that why you've been walking a lot?
I'm fucking crying. Wow. Wow.
It all comes together. Wow. It all comes
together. Let me find out. I gotta get these feet steamy.
Let me find out. That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, no. I've been talking to two promising ones. Just gotta really figure out.
Are they gonna pay, though, for that?
No. No, these are like, no, not with throwing the steamy feet guy out. Okay. I'm not talking about that. I mean, like, two, I don't want to say normal, but two just like people on my wavelength that have been promising in terms of just like actually, you know, doing real stuff with, you know, like going out maybe or things like that. But, you know, again, I analyzed what it is that I want and that I don't want. So I just have to make sure in our conversations that I've been using this term friend plus. And
like a phone.
What?
Yeah, like a phone? Like I said, friend plus. Like,
I cannot.
What the fuck
that
is this?
That means friends
bro?
With possible benefits.
Yeah, you know, but like, because sometimes I feel like friends with benefits really just fall into this category of just like associate with benefits. You know what I mean? It's like we're not really friends, we just benefiting.
Yeah.
But friend plus is like, I don't know. I just feel like a lot of the stuff that I do is friend plus. It's like actual friendships with actual benefits as well. But like,
okay.
Yeah, friend plus. So anyway, with these two potential new prospects, I have, you know, described to them my definition of friend plus, and they're fucking with it. They're fucking with joining the roster. And great. That's just where I need them to be at. So yeah.
Yes.
Word. Oh, and then working out more. However, this is really, really, really going to start in March, which is in like 2 days. So by the time this episode is out,
yeah,
because
like, what the fuck, bro? Like,
I know, crazy, no. Right?
This is really gonna start in March.
Tomorrow.
This shit is right here. What?
Exactly. Because March begins my road to Curaçao. So yeah, there's gonna be just. Be looking like a fucking snack. I mean,
snacking.
Yeah, I mean, I already look like a meal, you know. So, yeah.
Okay.
Gourmet. I'm gonna be looking gourmet.
Like
gourmet.
When you told me that I was. Wait, I was thinking about this the other fucking day because I passed by when you said that I was off Saks Fifth. I was like, wait, hold up, was that a compliment or a fucking diss? Because I passed by Saks, and then I passed by Saks off Fifth, and I'm like, what the fuck up?
Yo, why was I just listening to that episode the other day, too, and I was crying. I was crying. It's so funny.
Oh, shit.
We love it. two, what about your goals for next week?
All right, so I still got some of the same goals from last week. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I made a few additions because we ain't hit those.
True.
So, still got to list out the financial, career, and romantic goals. Mm. Maintain my workout schedule, of course. I still need to meditate. I'm going to switch that to at least one time.
Okay.
Not three times.
Do you listen to that meditation I sent?
I can't do that.
You don't like guided meditations?
Mm. Oh, I hate hearing people talk about
meditation. Oh, I love guided meditations. Okay. I feel that, though.
Yeah, we're going to see if we can make $500 again.
Period.
Rest some more. Get some pussy, possibly.
Okay.
I need to get started. I need to get started on my passport process.
Oh, yeah.
Do that now.
Yesterday.
I mean, I'm just waiting on money to hit.
Okay.
Still got to write a love letter. I got to get a carpet. I want to look at some gifts. Mm. I gotta edit my website. I gotta make this Discord chat. What else?
That's all the goals.
I gotta keep track of these Texas flights. Mm. To see if I still wanna, if I can do it.
Okay.
And I gotta wash clothes.
That part. So I'm in the midst of doing that as well.
Those are my goals. A lot of these are small goals, so they're gonna get knocked off.
It's gonna be easy. A goal is a goal is a goal.
Gyms.
Gyms.
Oh, yes.
All right, so who got a gym? Who got a gym for us?
I got a gym.
Let's go, Addy, what it is.
I got this because I've been wanting to share this book with you, y'all, too. I'm a Badass at Making Money. That is a book like that, and it's so good. I got the audiobook. Mm-hmm. Oh, You Are a Badass at Making Money by Jen Sincero.
Oh, You Are a Badass collection.
Yeah, there's a collection, but this, the money one, you know, I need that one. Man, it's been so, like, I've been listening to it on the train. It's been, that's actually how I've been coping, too, on the train, just listening to this book. It's so good. And she said, master your mind so your consciousness can stop bossing you around. And I really love that, when she said that. There was one more. It was like, oh, well, this was an affirmation. I'll say that for affirmation. Where she said, a healthy desire for wealth is not greed, it's a desire for life. And then she broke down desire, like desire is of God. And she was like, whether you believe in God or not, like, it's just what it is. Word. And I really felt that. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to share that today. You know, because it's money 2022.
That part right there.
And it all starts with that mindset.
Stop bossing you around.
Mm-hmm.
Facts.
Right.
Do you have any gems too?
No, I don't got any gems.
All right. Slide it into the affirmations, Addy.
Yes. Affirmation. Money gives me freedom and options.
This is very true.
Yeah.
This is factual.
Two?
Nada.
All right, and mine is from Moses Sumney, it says, I insist upon my right to be multiple. Very applicable for me, but yeah.
Wait, say that again?
I insist upon my right to be multiple. Yeah. I insist upon my right to be multiple. That's how the song goes. It's very trippy.
Yeah.
It's very trippy.
Very trippy.
All right, and now we're going to get into the game that we all love. Tragos! Bow, bow, bow. Made for Latinos, Tragos is the drinking card game your abuelita will not approve of. Each box holds 109 ridiculously true Latino reference cards designed with unique categories to get La Fiesta started.
Period.
Drink and play responsibly or irresponsibly.
That part, well, we have no drinks today.
Yeah, no drink today.
Have some kombucha.
Some kombucha, we do.
A little kombucha.
Let's whip it.
You go first.
So, si puede leer esto, elige alguien en el grupo para tomar un trago. If you need a translation, take a shot. Si puede leer esto, elige alguien. En el grupo para tomar un trago. If you need a translation, take a shot. Is this the one that says something about, like, if you don't understand this?
Yeah.
How you got tight? How you got tight?
What was that word before alguien?
Oh, alguien.
Alguien.
Elige? E-L-I-G-E.
Elige.
Elige.
Wait, let me see.
Elige. Si puede leer esto, elige. I mean, I said it like 3 times. I was just unsure, so the accent didn't push through on that one.
Oh, elige. Yeah, you said it say right.
Mm-hmm. Don't be trying to correct me.
You know what it says, though? Everything?
Yeah, we did it.
No, what does elige a alguien mean?
I don't have to go word for it. I can paraphrase.
Well, it means, I'll say do it word for word. If you could read this.
Yes, that's leer, like leemos, read.
If you can leer esto, if you can read this.
Mm-hmm.
Elige a alguien, get someone. Elige means like get someone in the group to drink.
To drink, okay.
Yeah.
Very cute, very cute. All right, your turn.
Lines. If you're still called La Niña, El Niño, La Nena, or El Nene, take 2 sips.
No.
No.
They just still call me Junior.
Oh, they just call me Adali.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
2.
All right, all right. If your family doesn't let you eat just 1 plate of food when you come over, take 2 sips.
Yeah.
And that's... everybody, I
like. When I I'm actually going to DR the 3rd to the 7th.
Yeah,
I need to wear some comfortable pants because that's like a big thing over there. Like, it's actually disrespectful. Like, if you don't eat,
yeah,
and I'm just like, I'm not hungry, I just be taking one bite and I'm like, look at me,
I'll be high, so I'll be hungry.
Oh, there you go.
I'll be like, baby, I'm fresh off this spliff. Of course, I want to play. Fuck you, mean. Yes. Another one? Hell yeah. One
Let's
to go? Of course.
One to go. We love to see it.
You got
to
get that to go plate every time.
We love to see it. All right. Well, now this is the part where we dive into the High Vibration Handbook of How To's. Yes. I don't know what chapter this is, but this is how to navigate unsolicited thoughts. So I think we have to start this off by identifying what unsolicited thoughts are, right? Which unsolicited is... to my understanding, basically just like unwelcomed, like you did not invite this, you didn't ask for it.
Same face I'd be giving people, like, I didn't ask.
I didn't ask.
I didn't ask.
Can we go over maybe some moments or like examples that we've received unsolicited?
Damn, now I gotta go through a whole
comments, thoughts, or advice.
It's like so many times that this shit happens.
Yes, and just to be exact, unsolicited, it says, it's an adjective, it says not asked for, given or done voluntarily. Boom. So, yeah.
Right. When I think of this topic, I just think of all the moments of when someone suggested what I should be doing. Mm. I can't think of exactly, like, word for word, but there's been many moments, and I'm sure as many creatives and artists and entrepreneurs out there, you guys experienced that, or anybody who, whichever journey you're taking on, but a lot of people will be like, well, maybe you should, this is one from my mom. Maybe you should just be like a teacher, and, like, you know, like, it's still good hours, it's, you know... 8:30 to 4, and you have the summer off.
Sell it.
You know, that's what she does.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what my sister did too. Which is, I love it. We need teachers, and eventually, I don't want to be. I want to eventually have my own school.
Right, exactly.
So I'm gonna do what I need to do now in order to have that.
Period.
And I feel like some people don't understand your vision sometimes, and that's where that comes from. And it also comes from like her just trying to, you know, just. Be a mother and, you know, try to create that, I guess, security for me. But yeah.
Okay. And how have you been navigating those comments whenever they arise?
I would like to say I'm good at being a blocker.
Okay.
But, like, in those moments, I'm very, like, strong and I'm very just, like, whatever. But then I'm very much, like, no, I'm not going to do that. Like, I know what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but then when I get to my room, or, like, let's say if I'm walking out or if I'm stepping out, and this is where they're talking about the subconscious mind and the conscious mind, it pops in where it's just like, maybe then you I start hearing the voice like, maybe I should. The hours are not that bad, you know, I can still do my creative stuff. And then like all those little things, and it kind of just reminds me, because I watch a lot of YouTube and, like, you know, celebrity gossip, and like when people celebrities talk about like those comments from trolls that they get, of how like they'd be like, oh yeah, I don't really care, but sometimes like they do still think about it, like they read it and they'd be like in that moment the same way where it's just like, I don't give a fuck, like they're haters. But then a lot of them, I would hear them say like, it still gets to me sometimes because I'm still a human, and those words could keep repeating, and yeah. I'm just like, yeah. I feel like it's similar to this too, like when you're on a certain path and you're trying to do it your way, and then other people are like, well, maybe you should do it this way, or maybe you should try this way, and then you could block it out, but for some, I feel like it'll still like pop up. At least from my experience, it'll pop up a little bit like, damn, like now that shit is in my head, like now right. I have to do the work again to like try to take it out. So
and what is that like for you when like the ones that do pierce through? How do you get rid of those, so to speak? Yeah.
Well, just by still continue doing you. That's just how I do it, because it's still there, but I don't let it get to the point where it's just like, you know, it takes
bringing you down.
Yeah, bringing me all the way down. You know.
Okay. We love it. Two, how about you? Are there any instances of unsolicited thoughts that you can resurface?
Yeah, like very specifically, since she was talking about like her being a creative, you know, and just pursuing that route of things. Like when I'm talking to my dad, he always tends to like bring up creative shit, even if we're not speaking about that, because you know, niggas be lit and he like care about me and shit like that. So we'll just be having a regular ass conversation and he'd be like, yeah, like that time, nigga, you dropped a 25 song project, you shouldn't have did that shit. And I'm just like, yo, we was chilling, bro.
where did that come from?
What the fuck?
I'm crying.
I'd be like, yo, what the fuck, bro, like where did this shit come from? And then he'd be like, you know, to do that music shit, to really be successful with that music shit, you need to know business, and you don't know business like that, and da da da. And I'm just like, yo, I'm chilling right now, bro. Like,
right.
Damn, why we gotta talk about this shit right now? And where did that come from? Like, do you just be sitting in here thinking about this shit? And he probably do.
Yeah.
But. Yeah, man, that should just be like, it's just odd. Or just like when like people know I'm dealing with some hard shit in life, and like we're not even talking about that right now, but they bring it up and like try to give me some life advice about what I should do and shit, and I'm just like, hey, I didn't even fucking ask you, like I did not ask you at all about my finances or anything. Like right now, do you even see me talking about any of that shit? I'm not talking about none of the issues I got and shit, right. And you taking it upon yourself to talk about what I got going on, like the fuck.
Yeah,
I'm about to just start pulling up what people got. Like, hey, all right, we doing this? Bet, cool. Let's talk about this right here.
There you go,
nigga. The fuck?
No, there you go.
I ain't like that.
So how have you been navigating those moments exactly?
For me, it's just kind of like I just diffuse it out the gate, like in my brain. When people do that to me, it's usually out of this like deep care, this really deep love for me, or just like anybody that it happens to, that's usually where it comes from. So I just try to understand that and not let it get like too crazy in my head or like hit my heart too hard, you know, because like when you, like for instance, my dad is somebody that says things a lot, you know, like he'll say things multiple times, you feel me? So like in a situation like that, somebody telling you like, you don't know music business and da da da, and this is like what part of what you need to be successful. Well, I was like, he's not lying. It's just the way he goes about it. It kind of like discourages you thinking like, damn, nigga, like if I don't know business, I ain't never gonna know business. You talking like I ain't never gonna learn music business through the way that I'm doing it now. Like I gotta go to school for that shit or something like that, you know? So like in a regular situation, somebody could get discouraged through that. But me knowing that he's just saying that shit out of love and that he's just this passionate person and shit like that, it helps me to navigate it, because it helps me to brush it off, because it's just like, he's just that's like some tough love shit, you know what I'm saying? Right. Yeah. Like this nigga really a big ass like teddy bear type shit. And so yeah, that's just how I go about it. Like some people just don't know how to necessarily get their love across in a way that you'll be able to understand it. And so it comes out like that sometimes. So
very interesting. I think it's interesting that what I'm hearing from the two of you, that some of like the biggest unsolicited thoughts come from guardian figures.
The source. Your creator.
The creator, which I think is something very interesting to think about. But it also sounds like as far as like navigating that, what you try to do is you try to put yourself in their shoes first and foremost and go, okay, where might this be coming from?
Yeah.
Before I react. which is interesting. I think something also that was interesting to me as the two of you were talking was the fact that the type of advice came from not only these guardian figures, but also the type of advice that it was came from this lens of somebody that is doing the thing that they are talking about, if that makes sense. Like for you, Addie, with your mom telling you, oh, you know, you can still be a teacher or whatever like that, mm-hmm. because she's in that field. Or two, with your father giving you music business advice, and I know that he also...
Yeah, but you see, the thing with my dad though is like he goes that hard about all the shit that he be telling me because of what he didn't do. Mm-hmm. So it's a very different thing in that sense. And that's something that also, like, for a long time made it very hard for me to listen to him.
Right.
And I told him that shit straight up. I was like, bro, like, you a solid nigga. I love you to death. You don't have anything going on that I want to have going on. So me listening to you is, like, futile in my brain.
Right. But, so it was things that he didn't do, but he's in that field, right? Or he was in that
field.
He
was.
So I think that's the interesting part, because it's not like your mom is like a rocket scientist and she's like, oh, like, don't dance, go teach or whatever. Mm-hmm. Or that your dad is like a fucking pet doctor and he's like, and he's trying to give you advice on music, you know? It's like coming from people that were somewhere in the fields mm-hmm. that they're trying to give you advice about,
right.
Which is just interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting.
Observation.
How about you? Do you get anything from your...
To be completely honest, no. And I honestly feel like... I don't want to sound like a brat, but sometimes I feel like if I had... more opposition that I would feel like I had something to prove, you know, because it's like literally like all my life I've got nothing but support in, you know, my main field of like acting or whatever like that. But it was just always just like, oh, you know, just like 1,000% so 1,000% support, which is great and swell.
That is great.
And I love it. Yeah. Yeah. Nobody really comes out of their face and be like, maybe, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So yeah, the only time I do want to spin this in a way and say this though, when I do get unsolicited thoughts, because I think that in our brains, unsolicited thoughts and comments and advice and da 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 always appear to be always appear to come from a negative scope. But I think unsolicited thoughts and comments can also be positive. So I feel like that's where my lens comes from. Like a lot of unsolicited thoughts that I hear are often positive. You know, it's often like that, oh, you know, like you can do it and blah, blah, blah.
Oh,
yada, yada.
Yeah,
and like,
those.
Yeah. And, oh, you know, like if I, you know, like just finish a show or something, it's like, oh my God, you were amazing. And then it's a whole conversation on, you know, like how amazing I am, which used to make me feel uncomfortable. But I got over that like very quickly. And I think it just takes you knowing and living in your amazingness and knowing that that doesn't take away from anybody else's amazingness. Mm-hmm. And that's just a lesson that I had to teach myself, that it's okay to be amazing and exist in amazingness and not have that take away from anybody else that's around me and not have it be a thing that I have to be shy about or be worried about. They're like, oh, people are going to think like you're conceited or whatever. It's just, no, like, you know your capabilities, you know your talents. So it's just like, shine. But those unsolicited thoughts came very, or they come very often, and I'm not complaining about them. I'm not saying that I want them to stop or anything, but I am acknowledging the fact that they are still considered unsolicited, because I'm not like, I'm not one of those people that's like, tell me how I did, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, that's never me. I'm never the person that's like, tell me about, tell me what you think, tell me what I did. I can go straight home after the show and still feel that I fucking slayed it, because in my own mind, I know that I slayed it. You know what I mean? I don't need the reassurance from the people in the audience or anything like that. So yeah, that's me on my side.
Word. I mean, yeah, on the positive side, you know, like when, well, you might not know because I ain't never really seen your ass down for real, but when I be down and like sometimes I'm not even always trying to talk about my shit, but people get me to talk about my shit, and then they start like doing this, like they just start lifting me up and I ain't even asked for that, like I ain't even want that or nothing. And it's like it sounds like some real sour puss ass shit, like, yo nigga, don't be lifting me up, nigga, the fuck, don't be giving me love,
don't,
nigga,
be,
fuck.
Thank you, but don't.
Word. Chill out, nigga.
No, I get it, because there is this whole thing that, like, you know, we often say where it's like we do all want moments to exist in the feelings that we're feeling sometimes. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because, you know, I think, one, living in New York City, we are forced to process things very quickly.
Yeah.
And we are forced to kind of just, like, move on and continue with life. You know what I mean? Like, I can't even tell you like how many like funerals I've been to where like I went to work later that day, you know? So it's just kind of like, it's this thing where it's like we have to constantly be on the move and XYZ. So I think that I can understand what you mean. Like, if you're in a particular moment and you want to be in that moment, you might not want to be uplifted right away, because it's like, let me feel this.
Yeah, I'm like, damn, nigga, let me sit through this real quick, bro. Like, I ain't even thought about this shit any, and hear your ass go like, oh, well, you know, yes, I know all these things. I know these things already. That don't mean that I don't feel how I feel right now.
Right.
And that's the whole shit that I be trying to get people to understand. It's like, yeah, I dig all that. It's gonna get better. I'm gonna get through it. I know all of these things already. I know that if it wasn't like meant for me, I wouldn't be, I know all of that shit. Don't change how I feel right now. So just let me like, let me sit with this real quick so I can understand it and then move past it. I'll get back to everything tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely. Abby?
No, I agree with everything. I feel like we all experienced it. And I feel like I've witnessed Derek get like unsolicited. And I just always love Derek's reaction, because he's always like, okay. And I be like, I want to be like that. Because like, I be like that, and the moment, I either will be like, okay, or I'll be like, but did I
be the, right. be the attitude. The attitude come right out. Like,
depending on who it comes from. You know, if it's someone I really don't know, I'll probably give them a little bit of toot. Where it's just like, you don't know me.
Right, yes.
You don't know me.
You don't know me.
And I didn't ask you. And stop acting like you know me, because you don't.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's like from a close friend, which I had also, where it was just like, they wanted to do creative things too, but they're not doing it. Mm. But then they have every advice to give me. And it's like, as I appreciate it, it's a weird feeling where it's like, like, you know where it's coming from.
Yep.
But it's like, sometimes when it happens a little bit too often, you're just like, all right, like, what's the deeper meaning, you know? Or like, what are you really trying to tell me?
Right.
Because you telling me like, this is just in general an idea, like a example, like, oh, I want to rent out this theater so I could do this dance thing, and I want it to look this way. And oh, you're going to need this projector, and that's like $2,000, so how are you going to do that? And you're like, damn, like, the fuck? I didn't.
Don't be pocket watching me, baby.
Right, exactly. What the
fuck is you talking about?
I know it costs $2,000, but just listen to my fucking idea.
Right.
Now, that's why I don't be telling people shit sometimes, too.
Comments like that, where it's just like, you don't think I know this? Like, you don't think, like, you know? So... Mm-hmm. Where it just makes you feel like, damn, like, you don't want to call them a hater or nothing like that, but it's also just, like, but... And sometimes maybe they're not even noticing, like, but it's also just, like, that's how you're coming across as.
Right.
Like, some yeah. people need to really be aware of what they're saying.
Word.
Closing statements with how to navigate unsolicited thoughts, too.
I guess just try to, like... Just be mindful of the situation. Be mindful of the person giving you these unsolicited thoughts and advice. You know what I'm saying? And if you know them, try to put yourself in their shoes and think about where this advice could be coming from so that you don't take it as personally. I feel like when we put ourselves into the shoes of other people, it helps us to take their actions way less personal, and you can see, like, the full scope of what's actually going on.
Yep, I agree. How about you, Addie?
You know, Drake said it best, and I forgot which song, but he said, know yourself, know your worth, Nick.
Yes.
Thanks.
So I think, like, really just knowing that and also keeping that Derek approach, because I feel like what I love with you too is, like, you don't cut them off right away. You let them talk.
Yes. Yeah.
You yeah, no, that's facts.
You talk and you're just like, I'm still going to do it my way, you know? So I feel like that's knowing yourself, knowing you are standing true to you. Like, you know what? Listen to what they're saying. Let it happen.
Yeah.
You know, unless you're really not in the mood to hear it. I understand that too, because it could be freaking annoying.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, let it happen for those 2 minutes that they're just talking away, telling you what the fuck that you need to be doing with their life. Let them talk and then just be like, thank you, but I'm going to do it this way. Thanks.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
Or you don't even have to say how you're going to do it. Just be like, thanks. And then just know in your mind, like, what it is, your vision and your actions.
Period.
Yeah.
And you know, I just want to say to that like, a huge reason on why I'm able to operate that way is because I feel like, it's like this whole quote that I learned from the movie Sucker Punch, which I love, one of my favorite movies. But, you know, I really believe that, like, angels will shout through demons if they have to. You know what I mean? So it's like, you never know where or who the universe is trying to communicate to you through.
Yes.
So therefore, I'm always down to hear some shit, but I'm not always going to apply it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I need to pull from whoever's saying what. You know, the lesson or whatever like that, or if this really is going to hit for me at XYZ. And then also, just in layman's term, I'm a huge believer in if it don't apply, let it fly. So it's like, I just be, if it ain't for me, I just be letting shit just go. And that's, yeah, that's me. And that's the end of the episode.
Yes,
yeah. Okay, amazing. So you may have noticed that the tea, current news, and entertainment sections have disappeared from this show, but trust and believe they are still around. Join us on Instagram Live Saturdays at 1:30 p.m. for a show we call Today's Dose. That's where we'll be getting into the hot topics for the week and much more. So set your alarms and don't miss out. You can find me at DJSJ614 on Instagram.
You can find me at Adelise Perdomo on Instagram.
You can find me at TWO32 on Instagram.
And you can find us at the New York Dose any and everywhere.
Okay.
This episode was produced by the board of the New York Dose,
yes,
hosted
indeed.
By the Carbon Dioxide Network.
Yes, indeed.
Our audio engineer and editor is me.
Yes.
Photos were taken by Adeloso.
Eddie.
And shout out to the rest of the New York Dose team, Hassan, mm-hmm, Teek, mm-hmm, Jilu, Lenny, Alexis, and B.
Yes.
If you want to be a guest or need anything advertised or just want to chill with us, hit us up at info@thenewyorkdose.com or via Instagram. And don't ever forget to stay dope.
Stay dope.
And stay New York.
It's the New York Dose,
baby.
Let's go.
Welcome to the New York Dose. Let's party.
What's good, everybody? What's good, everybody? What's good, everybody? Welcome to the New York Dose. Let's party.
What's good, everybody?
What I say.
It's feeling like a New York day. Pumping to this beat, walking to the subway, and spreading mad love. It's the Brooklyn way. Prospect Park. Don't get caught off the dock. Yes, this train running to Saratoga. You'll be fine if you do what I told you. Brownsville never ran, never will. Brownsville, yes, still here, still. What's good? Pop off on my pill, and if you need a dose, then tune in and chill.